Marty Griffin. Get Marty, then Colin Dunlap on your way home 2 to 6. This is the Big K Morning Show. I'm Larry Richard, and we congratulate and welcome Pennsylvania State Senator Jay Costa, sworn back in yesterday officially in Harrisburg. Senator, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Glad to be with you, and Happy New Year to everyone.
Well, you've got your experience. You're one of the lead people in Harrisburg, and all of us are kind of waiting to see what happens. We have a new Republican administration coming back in at the White House, as you're aware, and wondering how all this affects us here in Allegheny County in southwestern Pennsylvania. So what's the game plan?
Larry, I think a lot of us are still wondering, quite frankly, what exactly will happen after January 20th. I know there's been a lot of discussion about President-elect putting into place a number of executive orders that could impact people, Pennsylvanians. It could impact our government. There's also the trifecta with respect to the Congress and the president, that being able to advance legislative initiatives that he's talked quite a bit about. So there is some uncertainty, but there's some areas that we have a lot of concern about. Certainly, there's been a lot of conversation about the Affordable Care Act and trying to repeal the Affordable Care Act. As you remember, a number of years ago, they came within one vote of trying to repeal that. If, in fact, that happens, that has a major impact on healthcare delivery in Pennsylvania, but also has a major impact on the constituents who reside here who are impacted by that. And some of the policies are associated with it. For example, the keeping your kids on the insurance policy until they're 26. But looking at things like not having caps on pre-existing conditions, not having caps on other types of programming. That's just one example of things we're concerned about. Certainly, the president has been pretty clear about the role he wants to play in terms of border control or immigration and possibly deportation. That'll certainly impact Pennsylvania families as well. But as a Commonwealth, we have a number of things we're going to be looking forward to, but we'll have to react to what the president does through executive orders or through legislative activity.
Well, I know that we obviously have a lot of challenges with the divisiveness of the election, but I think a lot of people, like me, want to find ways to work collectively, work together, and make some bipartisan initiatives. Do you get along with State Senator Kim Ward, who's the top Republican in Pennsylvania?
We do get along very well. And I think if you look at the last 2 years, in the place where we had a divided legislature, we came and had a lot of common ground that we were able to address a variety of different things, whether it be through the budget process, whether it be through other types of legislation, policy. We do have a strong working relationship. In fact, I would tell you this past 2 years, we have more Democratic bills come through the Senate of Pennsylvania than probably in previous decade or so. So we have a good, long, strong working relationship. And what's important going forward for Pennsylvanians is that the two of us have sort of a mutually agreeable and understandable know what our policy initiatives are going to need to be as we go forward. For example, we both talk a little bit about our energy crisis that we're starting to deal with respect to the electric generation, given that we're going to have data centers or the lack of effort that's being done on the grid. Those are the type of things we know we have to talk about. We know we have to talk about transportation and transit. The other question becomes, how do we resolve those differences? So we know what the issues are. We just got to come together and resolve them in a comprehensive way. And I think we're capable of doing that. And I think you'll see that's what's going to take place over the next 2 years.
Senator Costa, do you have any pet projects, any legislation you plan to introduce?
Well, we've got a number of things that I've introduced. One relates with certainly with campaign finance reform coming off of this past year, where we spent, to me, tremendous amount of money, and the influence of outside money and dark money in campaigns is something I'm still troubled with and will still continue to try to work along those lines. I think this legislation dealing with transportation and transit funding is something that we have to talk about. We really haven't seen the transit crisis here in southwestern Pennsylvania. It's clear in southeast PA that they've got issues, but each of these transit agencies across the country, or across the Commonwealth, are going to be experiencing, if not now, very soon, troubling things, thoughts about what they have to do, whether it be route reductions, whether it be layoffs, whether it be fare increases. That's what we're facing. The energy conversation, as I mentioned, is something that's real. We got to figure out a way. We're missing opportunities. We are driving out. We're exporting energy to other places around the country. We have to do a better job of finding ways to keep it here to be able to grow what we can do, particularly with things that I mentioned earlier, with these data centers, for example, with electric vehicles, other AI stuff that's taking place. We have to find a way to be able to accommodate the need, the demand that's coming from that, and we have to provide sufficient supply. And we have that opportunity in Pennsylvania to do it. It's the question of how we do it. We have to do it in a comprehensive way. We've got to talk about natural gas being part of that supply. We've got to talk about renewables being there. We've got to talk about nuclear being there. That comprehensive approach, and that's what we're going to have to resolve working together to be able to figure out what's the universe or what's the comprehensive approach to addressing this crisis. And I think that's where you'll see the bipartisanship take place.
State Senator Jay Costa, always appreciate your availability, and good luck. We're all counting on you, and as you get roll up your sleeves and get back to work.
Thanks, Larry. I appreciate it, and we will be getting the work done in a bipartisan way. Thanks.
Good to hear. All right, Jay Costa, who's always available when we reach out to ask. A lot of times tough questions, but nice to see that there's a smidgen of bipartisan work going on here.
And he was all business.
I like that.
Yep.
And Kim Ward, if he and Kim Ward can find ways, and it sounds like they have, to work together, you know, there's always going to be differences on policy here and there, but civil discussion and then working for all of us to find ways to move things forward.
Well, we have heard from both of them over the years numerous times, and anyone who has heard both of them would agree that they're going to be able to talk to each other and get together and put some bipartisan measures through the Senate.
I think that's true, and for that, we can all be grateful.